Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host, Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Bart, and you're there.
Bart, punta ka
doon. Bart, and you're there. Agarra el bar y estás ahí.
Bart, and you're there.
Bart, and you're there.
Bart, and you're there.
Bart, you're there.
Bart, and you're there. Bart, multiply to not. Bart, and we're there.
Par le pied de Bart, on est là-bas.
Hey, Bart, you're there.
Bart, and you are there.
Bart, and you're there.
That's a good line.
BART spokesperson Linton Johnson.
Well, here's how I respond to anybody who questions this gut-wrenching decision that we were forced to make by a group that had proven in the past that they were wanting to create chaos on the platform and were going to make it even more chaotic had we let it happen. As you will remember, there was somebody who jumped on top of the train car. My heart stopped. That moment when I saw that happen, I was scared to death that that guy would hurt himself or kick in a window and splatter glass all over one of our other passengers, violating another constitutional right that people aren't talking about, and that is the constitutional right to safety. And on the platform, the constitutional right to safety is paramount. The right to be able to express your opinion ends basically at the fare gate where you have to have a ticket. So the paid area is where it ends. And the reason for that is because we can't have chaos on the platform because people get hurt.
Davey D out of Hard Knock Radio.
public safety for who? We've had flash mobs go up on the BART train and do dances on the platform and disrupt traffic for a little bit. We haven't seen them shut down the cell phones for that. I've been on the BART trains where there's been fights after Raider games and after other sporting events. They haven't shut down the BART trains for that. So in this case, you have people protesting the police, and now they want to shut it down and say it's public safety. I think the key word there is public safety, because then that sets a precedent for anybody to shut down cell service under the guise of public safety. They could shut it down in front of a ballpark. They could shut it down if you're on the streets. They could shut it down at any rally under the guise of public safety. The other point that I think we need to also consider is the fact that they were saying that the protesters were coordinating with the cell phones. Well, first of all, most protesters don't really need cell phones to coordinate. A good protester, at least the ones out in San Francisco, have been protesting long before there's been internet, Facebook, Twitter, and all that, so they got their game on lock. But with that being said, the police can also coordinate with communications devices as well. And just considering the type of laws we have on the books, from Patriot Acts and all types of things that allow the police to peer and follow you on Twitter and Facebook and all that, I think that any sort of protest that people are doing, the police will probably have infiltrated you either in your rank and file membership or definitely online, so they know what's going on at any given point. I think the problem that we're dealing with is that we're finding all around the country that folks are playing with the law and trying to figure out how they can have an advantage by shutting down the ways in which the citizens of this country communicate with one another, and this was a testing ground. If we can shut down the BART service here and get away with it, maybe we'll do it in New York, and then we'll do it in Chicago, and then we'll do it at a ball game, and maybe in front of the college campuses, all under the guise of disrupting and threatening the public safety. So I don't buy it, and I think that, you know, just being at the protest yesterday and seeing that BART shut down the Civic Center when there really wasn't anything going on said to me that this is a dog and pony show, and that they're trying to win the battle of public opinion by getting the mainstream media to follow their talking points, make it seem like it was a real big crisis when it really wasn't. If I show you the footage from what took place at the Civic Center, you would question, why did you close the Civic Center when there was nothing going on? That, to me, said a whole lot about their motivation. And their motivation wasn't public safety. It's to win public opinion and maybe set a precedent for other agencies later down the road.
Everybody, Operation BART was a success. Congratulations to all the folks who participated. I hope you're enjoying your complimentary prize and accoutrement. I'm Vincent LeBay. I'm going to take your calls at 347-826-7667. Let's do this, huh? Let's see. It is, of course, Disorderly Conduct Tuesday night, August 16th, 2011, and welcome to the show. This is going to be more or less the Operation BART wrap-up show, your one-stop shop to call in and express your opinion on the subject matter. I think we're all pretty familiar with what has transpired over the last week or so. And good times, man. Oh my God! I went down to of course. I mean, how could I resist going down and checking out the absolute, as Davey D says, dog and pony show. That's great. Davey D hit it on the head right there. That's exactly what happened yesterday. A big dog and pony show, and Yeah, it was amazing. I swear to God, I felt like I was in a goddamn Alex Jones film. It was amazing. It was unforreal. And if you're in the beauty of YouTube and Twitter and all this crap is, if you're not in the Bay and you weren't able to make it, if you've been paying attention, you've been able to easily live vicariously through the experience on the online with all these videos and pictures. It's all over the place. Shouts out to Exiled Surfer. That dude, definitely follow that guy on Twitter. His Twitter feed is a nice, rich resource of op Bart, a nice catalog of op Bart paraphernalia. Check that out. And shouts out to everybody in the chit chat room. Holy moly. What do we got in here? We got Anon Sicko, Artie's World, Beneath Everything, Billy Walsh, Bob Bobbington. Crappy Tires, my home skillet, Crappy Tires. Cyber War News, Easy Rider, old school, old school listener. A brief little Vince in the Bay 101 classic moment. Easy Rider is my original listener and caller. First listener, first caller ever on Blog Talk Radio 2.5, almost 3 years ago. Easy Rider in the building, already asleep in the chat room. Good times. Shouts out to Ethan Myers. Ethan Myers in the building. Forrest Franklin, Ghost Pickles, Greek Ophian, Greek. I'm just going to call you Greek. Just call you G because you are a G. Speaking of G's, look at all those guests. Holy crap. Tons of guests. Welcome, guests. Feel free to join up with the Blog Talk Radio dealio. It's really easy to do. It's like any other little social networking deal. You just dial it in. Just sign up, get a profile, put a picture up, and then you can get in the chat room and talk some smack with the likes of Halcyon, Kishu, Kush Kiluminati, Masoy Roberts, Motormouth News in the building, Nesta Little John, Nuclear Gimp, Prison Reform Movement, Richard Davenport, the one called L, the aborted fetus in the building, and rounding things off, Wendingo. Wow, good times. So if you want to get in on this nonsense, it's 347-826-7667. The topic tonight is Operation BART, and I'm interested in hearing your experience and your thoughts regarding this subject matter. I know a lot of people are excited. I'm excited. I had so much goddamn fun yesterday. It was insane. Too much fun. It drained me physically, emotionally, mentally. I was just jelly last night. It was insane. I wanted to do a show last night, but there was just no way. I was too just tired from walking and talking to people and just hanging out in the streets of San Francisco with a bunch of other crazy motherfuckers getting chased around by the goddamn riot police. Those motherfuckers had guns, like big-ass guns, dude. Like, it was like part SWAT team, part riot police. It was, dude, I never set foot in the street. I stayed on the sidewalk. I chilled out. I observed. I showed my support. I chatted people up. I had a good time and bore witness. And it was amazing. It really was. It was a circus. It was a goddamn dog and pony show. That's right, man. Davey D. Oh, that's representing the Bay right there. That was Davey D. Off of I ripped that off of Amy Goodman's interview with Davey D. today. Davey D. is out of the Bay Area. Hard Knock Radio on KPFA here in the Bay Area, and he's part of the Raider Nation just like I am, and we're brothers. And he won't come on this show because he's racist, but If I could somehow convince him, I would. But that's the best we can do. That little interview, that said it all. I don't even, you know, that was the man laying it down. So there you have it. Let's take some calls. I think I have Crappy Tires with me. Crappy Tires, what's going on, dude?
What's up?
Dude, I'm just really, you know, just in awe of this whole onslaught of media regarding the Operation BART festivities.
One thing before you get to that, though, you forgot to shout out to Urinon News, and he's a little annoyed.
Actually, I think the first person I talked to when I got on the air was a nut. The first person I said was a nut.
He just said a minute ago. He's like, you didn't shout out to me. I'm taking my tweet back.
No, he was the first person I gave a shout out to before I even did the chat room thing. I honestly didn't. When I did the chat room roll call, I didn't see him down there. Did he sneak in? He's in there now. Yeah, okay, Urinon News. Shouts out to you. Big shouts out. Of course, dude. You kidding me?
I was quite surprised with the media, too. There's like 3,000 articles or something like that. I think they just shut Vince up.
No, it was fantastic. No, please, you should be talking here. I just got through giving a little spiel. I know you were blowing up Twitter all day, so you obviously have something you can contribute here. What were your feelings regarding it all? Were you down there? What's up?
So I'm in Canada, obviously, but the one thing that kind of pisses me off is the people that were there, right? You notice that a lot of them, when they get interviewed, is they say, oh, we're here because of the cell phone block, and they didn't really seem to get the point of the original protest, and they didn't kind of go for both. The other thing that really annoyed me is the guy who did it, the PR guy, complained about the last protest and used the word bitching. Sorry if I can't use that.
Dude, don't even get me started. Are you talking about Lyndon Johnson?
Yeah.
Don't get me started on that asshole. That guy's a joke. Are you kidding me? That's their spokesperson? He's making up constitutional rights left and willy-nilly. Like a right to privacy, a constitutional right to privacy. That's not in the Constitution, dude. It's a great idea. It's fucking cool. But technically, it's not in the Constitution. Where are you coming up with this? The right to safety? Where the hell did that come out of? He's just pulling shit out of his ass. What, the Constitution of fucking Oompa Oompa Land? Who the hell, what fucking drugs is this guy on, and who is fucking asleep at the wheel at BART letting this shit happen? This guy's a joke.
Does that mean I could post his info? Because I have it all.
Oh, I believe he's been doxed up and down. Are you kidding me? I can only imagine. If they just released this my BART thing, can you imagine what they haven't released?
Yeah. 38-year-old gay male from Oakland, California, named Lyndon Johnson is what I have. I also have a full address. He doesn't have a home phone number. I wonder why. Or he's had it removed from 411. But that's what I have.
That's right. And this hour is brought to you in part by Bay Area Rapid Transit.
Get off BART and you're there.
BART, punta ka doon.
BART, and you're there. Agarra el BART y estás ahí.
BART, and you're there.
Unless you're
BART
dead.
BART, and you're there.
BART, and you're there.
BART, and you're dead.
BART, and you're there.
BART, and you're dead.
BART, and you're there. BART, BART, and we're there.
Le pied de BART, on est là-bas.
Big BART, BART,
you're
there.
BART, and you're dead.
BART, and you are there.
BART, and you're there.
You have no cell phone service.
That's a good line.
BART, you're there, and you can't call home. Sorry, I got carried away, dude. I'm bad.
BART, and you're dead.
BART, and you're shot in the back. Oh, man. Oh, and a lot of people doing it, putting the hands up. Don't shoot! Don't shoot! Don't shoot! And, of course, the cops are out there just flexing nuts. I got some video footage. I didn't get any cop footage down in the actual protest. I didn't. I was just kind of like hung out on the street and got video on the street. And dude, the cops were letting me go right up to them, my camera, and just like sticking it in their face and letting me like videotape their name badges to get their names and everything. Some of them had cool name badges. This one dude had like a skull and crossbones with like a J Funk. Is it like J Funk or J Fudge or some J Fad? I don't know, some funky name. I was just like, that's it was almost like that's like his You know, he was almost like an undercover anon fucking playing for the other team, you know what I'm saying?
Yep. Wouldn't surprise me. Did you see
like David D brought up a great point in his little thing where he said that don't think that you haven't already been infiltrated, especially online, and everybody knows that, absolutely. But it works both ways, though. Don't think that the feds haven't already been infiltrated and socially networked by Anonymous. So, you know, it's a two-way street.
Yeah.
So
did
I think
you,
hopefully
meet that
sort of check and balance there. What?
Did you meet the lady in blue? The older lady in blue?
I didn't meet any – I didn't meet – I met – wait, older lady in blue. What? No, I didn't meet any blue
women. She
was
yelling like that she saw, I think it was Oscar die, and she was like –
did not meet her.
I saw a video of her, and a lot of the guys here don't know who she is because the video was in the IRC this morning. And it was just great. But she's like, you know, they didn't need to shoot him, but she just kind of stood up. And it was just this older lady who looks kind of like your grandma. She's just standing there yelling her head off. Seemed like there was more media there than anything, though. That's because you're a non-news tweeted it.
Yeah, dude, seriously, it was insane. There was way more media and police than protesters. There was about, I would say at best, at least from what I saw on the surface, I didn't see what, apparently the platform was pretty packed, but I think a packed flat platform, you're still looking at maybe like 200 people.
And that was so scary.
Yeah, maybe 200, 300 people who got, once they got to the surface, they kind of, they roamed around together and then they sort of split up a little bit and thinned out. And, you know, at a certain point, it got down to like maybe 30 people that were just kind of like zigzagging, like, you know, up and down Market in one little like corner. And the police were just like flexing nuts left and right. Insane, dude. Insane turnout of cops. There was way more cops than there were protesters. There were way more civilians, though, than there were cops. I'll tell you that. Like, all the people that were stranded outside of BART huddled around these... I have video. I'm going to post it eventually, but people that were locked out of BART, the commuters that were stuck, they were huddled around the stations just waiting for it to reopen. And there had to be around each station, I would say, you know, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of about maybe 400 people huddled around each of those four stations, waiting for them to open back up. I mean, that number alone would have outnumbered the cops. So if the angry mob that was pissed because they couldn't get back on BART all of a sudden decided, hey, you know what, cops? We kind of feel like you guys in the media are the responsible for this because these kids are just like they're not doing anything. They're not even in the subway.
Yeah.
Why are you shutting down everything? Uh-huh. And it was and you know what? I think it was just flexing. I think it was an exercise. I think David Deeb kind of hinted on it in his thing. It was more an exercise than anything. I think it was a dry run for something bigger maybe. Who knows?
Did you notice the media and how they constantly were asking about the data leak that was the other day? Did you notice that was the whole focus? And they were one of them actually pretty much blamed one of the protesters who said that he, you know, was from Anonymous or whatever, and basically said, well, you support the data breach, right? Or you were part of the data breach, right? And he was like, no, I don't. And a lot of Anonymous that I saw on Twitter and in the media actually said that he didn't support it. It was kind of sad that the media chose to focus on that instead of asking them, like, why are you protesting? They're like, so did you support the data breach? I just didn't see the point.
Yeah. I tried to stay away from the media. I saw a lot of media people. I saw all the big news crews, Cron, KNTV, Channel 2, Channel 4, all the affiliates, ABC, Fox, NBC, CBS, they were all there, and there were a lot of freelancers. There was a lot of plainclothes people, but obviously freelancers that had like pro gear that they were documenting with. Yeah, man, it was a circus, dude. It was so ridiculous, dude, and so many resources were diverted for that. It was pathetic. It really was. It was really fucking retarded. But it made for great, great, you know, great footage, great media orgy.
Did you wear your mask?
I did wear a mask for a while. I did wear a mask for a little bit, and yeah, it was. In solidarity, you know, why not? To me, I looked at it like this. Okay, you know, there's a protest every fucking week here in San Francisco. There really is. And you kind of just sort of take it for granted, because there's always something to get pissed off about here in San Francisco, because there's so many goddamn laws and so many people that take the laws and law into their that there are the laws that are here and take them into their own hands. And it's just, we got some people that abuse power here blatantly out in the open. And what's great is there's already a network of activists that expose it on like a daily and weekly basis here. There's already a network for that in place in San Francisco, so it ain't no thing. So they're more than happy to say, oh, sure, bring some national shine on this. Bring, you know, somebody, you know, get anonymous mixed in the mix, and suddenly, boom, you know, there you go. You got instant karma.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a great tactic. And this guy, Sam Cedar, who I usually can't stand, but he does a talk show, and I tweeted a link to his thing, and he made a good point. He's like, you know what, for the day, everybody was anonymous. Why not? You know? For the day, everybody was anonymous. And that was the theme. You know, there's no... Exactly. People were more anonymous with the mask off. That's kind of the point. It really is the point of the whole thing, as far as I'm concerned. Is like, seriously, you saw these mobs huddled around the subway station, and hell, all those could be anonymous people that are pissed off, you know, potentially. You know?
Did the media go after you when you had the mask on? Because I saw them going after a lot of people with masks on.
You know what? I wasn't with the mob. I wasn't with the mob really. I was just kind of like lingering around, and I followed them for a little bit. But once they got in the street, I was like, dude, I'm outie. You know, no thanks. I'm not going in the street. So I just kind of demasked at that point and just kind of like chilled out and observed. And I wasn't gonna risk, you know, getting potentially taken downtown for being in the street. I think that's, you know, they were lucky. They're lucky that San Francisco is used to this. You know, maybe another town, maybe in Alabama somewhere, they would have taken everybody downtown. But here in San Francisco, it's kind of. I mean, we have goddamn critical mass every month. You ever heard of critical mass?
It's when no idea what that is.
Oh, dude, it's like when they have like 1,000 bicyclists gather down at on the head of Market Street and just take over the streets, and they get an escort by the cops every month. It's last Friday. It's a fucking party,
fun.
Oh yeah, and it's a worldwide phenomenon. Pretty much every town has either a critical mass or like a bike party, some sort of bike party. Like San Jose has got a bike party. Oakland's got a bike party. Everybody's got a bike party. Like there's like bicycle. The Bay Area is huge bicycle contingent. Like if you go downtown, that's what was cool. Is you know it was just down rush hour. You know, there's all these bicyclists down there because half the people in San Francisco bike to work, and so you know these anonymous protesters were getting you know prime time peak exposure to their message. And the message, you know, once people look beyond the whole anonymous thing and realize that, oh, this Bart is the thing here, that's the story, that's where the shine should be on, you know, the curious minds are hopefully gonna help push to make some changes over there at Bart. I think Bart, seriously, starting with this Lyndon Johnson guy, I can't believe this stooge. Like, if I was running BART, that dude would be gone, man. Science.
I couldn't get over it.
How can you seriously let this guy go out there making up constitutional rights willy-nilly? Like, who cares?
Did you read my statement?
Seriously, all you have to – I mean, you don't even have to say bring the Constitution into it, dude. That's stupid. He should have just said, look, everybody deserves to have a reasonable amount of safety. And when people get – he had a good point with – you know, once he saw the kid getting on the train, that scared me too. I was like, yeah, no shit, dude. Yeah, okay, shut down the station until that kid, that shit's on lockdown and we're good. But I don't think shut off communications. I think that would make people panic even more. You know, and obviously it's caused people to get more pissed off and agitated, and that's where how the ante got upped, and how, you know, these free speech activists got you know, ensnared, and then obviously it just kind of, once you throw Anonymous in the mix, then it's just like, you know, ball game over. So shouts out to Anonymous for getting out the word on this whole BART situation. It's been a problem for a long time, and you can hear it in Davey D's voice. Davey D is an activist too. He's been in this game for a long time, dude. Way before there was, like you said, way before the internet, way before all that shit. You know, back when it was like zines and shit like that in the 90s, 80s and 90s, when it was all about zines, and the counterculture was more. P.O. box, mail order, that type of stuff. And, you know, you would get videos passed around. I remember there was a video that, you know, before you had YouTube, you just had VHS copies. And, like, you'd make dubs of movies. Or, and I would record back in the 80s and 90s. I would record, you know, basketball games and all that shit. And then make dubs and stuff. That was the YouTube back in the day, and I remember one of the viral videos back in the day was Metallica drummer. You ever heard of Metallica drummer? It's probably on YouTube by now, but it was this viral video that some home movie that this kid made. It was just him air drumming to Metallica and making all these weird faces, but like hitting all the drum parts like perfectly in sync and everything. And it's just insane, just total viral video. But before there was YouTube, it just got passed around via copies. And I remember like having a friend here who lived here in San Francisco was just like, "Oh, have you ever heard of Metallica? Blah blah blah." And he just used to pawn off all these weird, you know, underground videos. I remember getting cyberpunk zine videos. When I went over, I traveled to Italy back, fucking almost 10 years ago now, and met up with these old Italian fags from back in the day. They used to do this cyberpunk magazine, which is now on YouTube. You can find it. But they did a video version of this cyberpunk magazine, and they would distribute it just black market style. They would just sort of dub it and send it around, and it was fucking like Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome back in those days, man. Everything was just like, you know, put together with tin cans and fucking gum wrappers. But whatever. 347-826-7667 is the number. I hope I haven't put you all to sleep just yet. We're talking about Operation BART. I got Crappy McHugs here with me, or what? Crappy Tires with me.
Yeah. Getting new stabby. I have one update McHugs for you, though.
Mixed up with. What?
Your Freetopiary campaign. They've Gawker released today something on their website about how they think they found him. They think that he was found through Xbox Live, through someone that Xbox that had found him was sending tips to media. As Jake from the Shetlands to different media outlets, and that was from Gawker today. I'm not sure if it's true or not, but I just wanted to tell you that.
Yeah. All right, cool. Hey, let me take another call here. Area code 415, a local Bay Area number, 415. You're on the air. What's up?
Vince?
Yeah, what's up?
Me,
is that
dude.
50 rubles?
Yeah.
Yeah, 50 rubles. What's going on, dude? What's on your mind, bro?
Well, I went down to the protest, you know.
Yeah, tell me about it. Tell me about your experience, dude.
Well, I went down, you know, I went down to check it out. And, you know, I also went to skate at Civic Center all the time. Libraries, there are a lot of good skate spots. And so I'm down there, and, you know, I was going to go, I mean, my plan was to go check out the protest and then go to the skate park. And, you know, like David E. said, you know, you go down to the Civic Center park, there was 100 people in UN Plaza, maybe 150 at the most. Way more cops. The whole street was lined with the vans. 5 o'clock, the BART was shut down. And, you know,
let's clarify. By vans, he means media vans. They were all television news vans. They were not these kids. When you say vans to these kids that are in the chat room, they think of something completely different. Speaking of which, yeah.
And they're not shoes either. Clarify that they're not shoes all over the street, too. Not Vans shoes. It's...
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. And because 50 Rubles is a skater, too. He's an old school skater.
But there was, there
from back
not
in the day. He used to be sponsored. And but now he's anonymous, so.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so I get down there, and I'm like, you know, I was going to talk to you about this yesterday. I only talked to you briefly.
Sorry, I missed my sneeze button. What was that? Tell me.
No, go ahead. And so I go down there, and, you know, sure enough, 5 o'clock, 5:02, they rolled up, like, probably about 75 cops rolled up, and they shut down the BART, and then they're all going in there, and they had, like, tactical units, and they had guns, like assault rifle guns. And, you know, they were holstered up, strapped up, you know, riot gear fully ready to go, locking the entrances. And, you know, I would go up and I ask them, I'd be like, hey, when, you know, I'm kind of clowning them, but I wasn't being sarcastic, but I was like, what's going on here? Like, why isn't the BART open? You know, I was like, does this have something to do with Oscar Grant? Which basically it kind of all comes back to that Oscar Grant thing, really. You know, and the homeless dude last, whatever, in the beginning of July. But so then I'm like, you know, following the tweets and the anonymous feeds or whatever. And I you know, skate, kind of wander skate down to Powell, wander skate down to Montgomery. And then I'm like, well, fuck it. You know, and I skate back up to the Mission. I'm thinking about going to the park, but then I just went and drank beers with my buddy and told him what happened. I talked to a lot of people around about what they saw, what they, you know, what they didn't see. And it was funny because there's a bunch of skaters I ride with that happened to be down in Civic Center too, and they knew what was going on. They didn't know that there was a like an operation going, but they knew what was happening. It's, I don't know. It was just it was like this huge show of force for, it's like, you know, getting the raid out to, like, you know, like calling the exterminator to come over to your house because you saw a fucking butterfly next to your window or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm picking up what you're putting down. Let's try another caller here. Hang on.
Hey, wait, what about the free stuff on Craigslist?
What? You want to know your prize? Your prize. Oh, let me get your prize, dude. You're in the Bay Area.
There's some free tea bags and vitamins.
You want a tea bagging? I can give you a tea bagging. No problem. We're going to take a break here in a second, and I can tea bag you.
Shut up, man.
I'm a tea bagger.
I'll give away to the third caller.
Tea bagger.
The next caller is going to get a free poster with the Guitar Player by Picasso. They just have to go pick it up at 1777 7th Avenue. At Frederick.
Right, let's see who the next caller is. 111, you're on the air.
We are anonymous, Vince. You are next subject. You're done.
Aborted fetus. Oh. Would you please abort yourself, you piece of garbage? That was aborted fetus trying to troll me. What a loser. That kid, seriously, dude, this kid aborted fetus is like 8 years old. He trolls ghosts all the time. And he's a little internet brat. Did you bring over your little beetards over here, aborted fetus? What the hell's going on?
What?
I thought I had some legitimate I thought I had some legitimate listeners tonight. But is this a raid? I thought I just had a bunch of legitimate anons in my room. And are you telling me you brought your little beetard crew?
You are our next subject. We're going to have
the next. I'm the next subject of the next 4chan raid. Yeah, been there, done that. No thanks. Moving on. Bye-bye. Let's see. Let's go to area code 8. Oh, wait. He won the prize, though. God damn it. I cut him off, dude. All right. We'll give the prize to the next caller.
It's on set. Okay. Announce the free prize.
Yeah, announce. You know what? This is what we'll do. Announce it right now. We'll get to. You know what? They should have to play, you know, answer a question or something. First person to answer.
They have to answer my secret question.
Yeah, come up with a secret question. That's a great idea.
Okay, I got it already. Do I tell right now?
Yeah. What's the question? You're gonna give the question. We're gonna take a break. Come back.
This is a good question. What bus number did I ride yesterday?
What bus number? Okay, that's a good one. That's the trivia question for tonight. Our friend 50 Rubles who is out of the Bay Area and located in San Francisco. He rides the Muni. But this is when we're talking. We're not talking about BART. We're talking about Muni, the Municipal Transit Authority here. It has a bus system, and apparently 50 rubles transported himself to the festivities yesterday via said transportation outfit. So, of course, they have a numbered system. There's got to be God knows how many. If you go to Muni's website, they'll list every single bus line. See if you can guess which bus line number he Motor Mouth News guesses 666. Sorry, pal, there is no 666. There are over 9,000 different lines that run around San Francisco. That's including buses and the surface trolleys and of course, the light rail system that goes underground and at some point actually is underground right on top of BART. Yeah, smack dab on top of BART. Good times. Speaking of BART, Op BART Chapter 1 was a success. Shouts out to everybody who participated in the very peaceful demonstration on the streets. And thanks for all the solidarity on the interwebs. And we're going to take a break here, come back with your calls. And we're going to listen to a little montage that was put together via our friends over at Euronon News. All right, be right back. Shit, we just got pizza bomb.
To the actions of dictators overseas. Overreaction.
I think I lack the words to adequately characterize what that is, but it is disturbing.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Some protesters wore masks from the movie V for Vendetta. The masks also symbolize the hacker group Anonymous.
This mask stands for the people. It stands for our rights.
After the Civic Center station closed, protesters fanned out to the streets for a time, blocking traffic on Market Street, then invading the Montgomery, Powell, and Embarcadero stations for a time. BART closed those stations until the crowd dispersed.
On the evening of August 15th, 2011, Anonymous made sure that the people were heard at the BART Civic Center station. We told these who expect us, and we delivered. Above all else, many of the public who were unaware of our presence learned that we are pacifists who demand a better world, and that we will do whatever it takes to accomplish our goals, including incarceration and physical abuse, which did in fact occur at the hands of the police at Embarcadero without any physical response from Anonymous. The majority of the media and the government have once again been exposed for the frauds that they are.
If we get the compliance, we're going to play as well as we can. That includes leaving cell phone service on.
Today, the public learned that Anonymous is not a terrorist organization. We are simply your neighbors who give enough of a shit to take personal risks in order to improve our surroundings. Furthermore, the Anonymous battleship is now being flanked by the Atari Teenage Riot and Broken Sidewalk Farm battleships in order to continue our efforts to protect and avoid the impoverished, feed and clothe the misfortunate, and implement open-source industrial and agricultural solutions. We are your neighbors. We are your lovers. We are your friends. We are Anonymous. We are Legion. We do not forgive. We do not regret. Expect us.
Hit it!
Disorderly Conduct. With your host, Vince and the Bang.
Don't quit your day job.
Yarrang me!
Mentre la multinazionale Thompson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL, la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, insegnare in Balcotti.
These top fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What up, silly Negro?
Aw, motherfucking Jaya. It's Op Bart, and it's in full effect, motherfuckers. That's right. The kiddos took to the streets yesterday, and it was vanglorious. I think it was, like, the biggest troll I've ever seen on the media and the police ever. At least the biggest one I've ever witnessed. That was the biggest troll ever. Like, I've seen riots in San Francisco. I've seen big, huge, massive, like, I saw a 300, back in the day of Bush, when Bush was in office, and we only had one war. Everybody's pissed off about one war back in the day. I remember back in the early zeros, whatever the fuck you want to call that decade, seeing, like, effigies of George Bush dressed up as Hitler, taking a shit on the Constitution and wiping his ass with the fucking Bill of Rights or whatever. Dude, there was full tilt, you know, thousands upon thousands of people hitting the streets of Market Street. They did legal protests back in that day. It was like they had permits. They had it organized. Everything was organized. There was tons. And they were doing this shit like every month, every week it seemed like. It was just full four-court press to stop the Iraq War. And I swear to God, that shit never got half, maybe in a third of the coverage that this shit got yesterday. It's insane. It's insanity, dude. Like, we're at war with 8 other countries technically right now. Sorta. You know, I don't know. You have to ask Lyndon Johnson. If you ask Lyndon Johnson, we have a constitutional right to have a war with Libya. We have a constitutional right to have a war with goddamn what the hell, whatever we want. Goddamn it. Now it's going to be anonymous. Yeah. Anyway. 347-826-7667. I'm Vince the Bay. I'm not going to get off on a tangent here. Let's bring back Crappy Tires. What's up, Crappy Tires?
Not much. What happened to my phone?
I don't know. You just check your cornhole.
Must have been my Skype, maybe.
I'm sorry. I'm a little. I'm just a little bit perturbed that juvenile who called in earlier. God, the aborted fetus.
Aborted fetus.
God, I wish he. I wish he was. I wish he really was the aborted fetus. That's why he named himself that, obviously. All right, let's bring on another caller. 843, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, man, how's it going?
Hey, it's going pretty good. Who are you and what's on your mind tonight?
Man, my first name is Tyson. Honestly, I've been out of the internet for the past 2 days. So tell me about these riots in the Bay Area. Just real quickly, just like
there were no riots. No riots. They're not riots. There were zero riots. There was no riots. There was like 20 peaceful, 200 peaceful protesters.
But the police came in in force.
They came.
And
they came out. They came out in riot gear. Did the riot police were there? It was insane, dude. There was literally like, I would almost guess maybe like 500. Police in various ways, shapes, or forms. Like,
well, you know,
there was some that looked
like they shut down Facebook at that moment.
Who did?
I'm just saying, you know, the government. They shut down Facebook so no one can organize and so forth.
Oh.
You know, responding to the riots in London and across the UK.
They never shut it down.
Well, no. I'm trying to be a little bit more, you know, critical. They did that over in Philadelphia the other day. The other day, they did
A different isolated incident, another example, yeah.
Right.
Another camera.
So they couldn't organize, and they couldn't, break into the Best Buy and grab a plasma TV.
Well, there was none of that going on yesterday. There was no disruption. The only thing that there was the park service. It seriously just felt like all we had was just like Davey D said, a big dog and pony show, where there was enough hype on the internet for these folks to the media to take notice. And then suddenly, once the media is on board, you know, of course, the authorities are there as well. So they're all hopped up on the cough syrup that Anonymous is dosing out, and they drank their own Kool-Aid. And to me, honestly, if anybody's to blame, because that was the one sentiment on the street among the stranded passengers, the people that were forced to wait an extra hour to get home. These people just tended to be just fucking disgruntled in general. Like, I think just pissed off at life in general. Like, come on, dude, an extra hour in the city. So what? Get over it. But for what? For 200 people? They're in the street. How does that have anything to do with BART? Turn BART back on. Keep her going. Keep her moving. Move along. Nothing to see here. Jeez. All right, let me take another call. Block number, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey.
Caller, you're on. Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah. Who are you and what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm calling for the transit, I guess. I want that free thing.
Oh, no problem. We'll put you on with our call screener, and they will give you all that information. Hang on just a minute for that. Let's go to another block number, 111. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, Vince. I'm already on a mass break today.
Area code 614. You're on with Vince in the Bay and Crappy Tires. What's going on?
Hey there. I showed up for Off BART yesterday. I'm in the Bay
excellent.
Area.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to say that it's interesting what BART did, because I couldn't tell. I mean, it seemed to me that BART and the media both were attempting to put Anonymous in a bad light by inconveniencing the passengers. I mean, it was totally unnecessary that they shut down the stations and that they shut down four stations. It puzzles me why people were. I mean, I can understand, you know, the commute home, I'm sure, is a hassle. But it's sad, I think, in this country that people get so upset for a minor inconvenience. When you have across the globe, people are fighting for their freedoms and their rights. And here, you know, that doesn't mean anything to these people. But, see, I never actually encountered any of that. I mean, I was walking down the street, and everyone I met with, they were all giving me thumbs up, high fives, handshakes, fist bumps, lots of shout-outs. So, I mean, for me, I everyone was very positive who I interacted with.
Yeah, I have to agree. When I was walking around, what I noticed was when I was wearing a mask for a little while, I was getting more thumbs up and smiles than anything else. I did have one individual give me a nice sturdy shoulder bump. Bumped me really good. I think I have it on video. Yeah, I'm gonna try to find that. But some dude just came right at me like a fucking middle linebacker, and just got me, winged me. But outside of that, no physical confrontation, really, for me personally, or that I'd witnessed. Yeah, it seemed pretty peaceful. Although I did see some video footage of like these kids trying to break in to like as they're closing the station like gate, they're like trying to like prop it open to keep them from closing it.
Yeah, I was,
like,
yeah, I saw that.
That
yeah.
wasn't exactly that didn't exactly look peaceful to me. Okay, that's not my idea of a peaceful protest. So I don't know what the deal was there. I don't. And, but the cops were kind of like just letting it happen, and they just kind of like were nonchalantly like, oh, well, it's just going to take about 20 minutes to get this door down because these goddamn pesky protesters. Like, to me, that was,
well,
like, suspect.
It sounded to me on the video that the cops were actually hitting them with their batons and, like, hitting their hands when they were trying to put the gate up. But, yeah, I mean, I don't think that was really a wise decision on their part.
They had trapped people on the other side. There were people trapped on the other side of the gate.
Yeah, right, right.
So there are other anons on the inside that they were bringing out. So they're bringing the gate up so they could bring along, at least from what it looks like.
Okay, yeah. No, yeah, there was a lady who was shouting about that, how they had been trapped in there.
I saw another video where they were, like, caged protesters. They were, like, in this big cage and stuff. So I don't know. Yeah, someone said that they closed the fire exits in the chat, and I heard that one too. So that's illegal. But Linton has no problem with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't see as many people as I would have liked to with the Guy Fawkes masks on, but everyone I talked to, tons of people, I was wearing one, and tons of people came up to me and actually asked where to find them, and I guess, like, all the costume stores in the area had sold out, so...
Oh yeah, and you know the feds will buy them all out. If they're smart, if they were smart, they would buy them out and then resell them at twice the price. That's what I would do, but they're not
that
smart.
Right?
They rather just burn it, just like they do with all the marijuana and cocaine that they apprehend. They allegedly burn it up, right? Wink, wink.
They
Let's try
it.
A call here. 707. You're on the air. What's up? Who's this?
Hello.
Hello, hi, you're on the air. Who are you and what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was one of the people at the protest yesterday, and the incident you were talking about with the gate coming down and some of the protesters blocking it, they were trying to get down there so we could at least protest in the station since they said we couldn't on the platforms. Hello?
Okay. Yeah.
So the issue with that was they started lowering the gate as soon as we started getting people in there, and so we tried propping up the gate, and that's when it kind of turned into a bit of a clusterfuck. So
so people are kind of like panicking because their bros are still stuck inside, and they're just kind of like, what's going on?
Yeah, I would say probably about – well, I was one of the people that made it underneath, and then I got shoved back out by one of the cops, and – so there were some people still trapped in there and some people still trying to get in. And like I said, it just turned into like this situation where there was one tactical officer there and he wasn't really doing anything violent. He was just kind of wrapping the fingers of the guy holding the gate with his billy club. And so after about maybe 5 or 10 minutes, that's when they had all of them, or that's when they had more of them show up, probably about 7 or 8. That's when they started pushing people back. I got pushed back a few times with one of the clubs, but not hit violently. So it seems like the San Francisco Police Department are a little better behaved than the Bard Police, or at least know how to handle a situation in which there are a lot of people.
Yeah, I kind of just felt this whole time it was just a big exercise. I really do. I mean, for all I know, this anonymous shit, these kids, they could be feds themselves. They're like, I got a great idea here. Remember Al-Qaeda? Remember how we created Al-Qaeda? Got a new one, all right? This is Al-Qaeda for the internet, all right? Check this out. It's called Anonymous, all right?
Wow.
The new Al-Qaeda, all right? It's a little honeypot for all these hacktivists. We'll just take... click them off one by one. I don't know, man.
Obviously turned out so great there, stretching Al-Qaeda out for almost 30 years, so.
Yeah, but see, that's what I'm saying is, though, they can't, they know they can't pull, they realize that eventually they had to, like, catch Osama, right? Like, they can't let it go on forever. So, okay, now they need a new boogeyman. I thought for a while it was going to be Julian Assange. Like, I thought WikiLeaks, and it is to a certain extent, you could say that Anonymous, I guess, was sort of sprouted out of sort of a cross pollination with this whole WikiLeaks deal and that sort of crowd.
With the whole WikiLeaks and LulzSec and Anonymous thing, there's a bit of overlap, at least from what I'd think. And at the same time, that's what you get from saying you're Anonymous. You kind of belong to this amorphous blob that does what it thinks it's in the interest of the people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt. Cool. If anybody wants to join me, 347-826-7667 is the numero. The theme, of course, today or yesterday was sort of cross mixed with the whole Oscar Grant thing and this homeless guy that got shot. You know, playing on that theme of all the blood that has been on the hands of the BART police in the last just couple of years. It's been insane, dude. And I joke because I have, you know, I play that Star Wars music on there, like they're the evil emperor, but they are in some ways acting like that. And it's just, I can't believe it. It was, I swear to God, it was a complete circus yesterday out there on Market Street for a good couple hours. And I think the media and the police should be ashamed of themselves. They really should be. Shame on you, media. Shame on you, police force. Shame on you, BART. You guys are acting like... Sir, this comes back to my original premise. Where are the fucking adults? Is everybody on vacation? When are the adults coming back? Seriously, when are the rational adults coming back? This is insane. It's just endemic of a lot of bigger problems with, you know, the society as a whole, but whatever. Thank God there was no blood, actual blood on the streets, though. The protesters were out there with this fake blood to emulate the shot wounds that some of these poor folks endured and died via shootings. And thankfully, there was the only blood on the streets yesterday was fake blood. But who knows, man? They were out there flexing nuts, dude. Those cops were flexing nuts hard, dude. I have video. I was up in their grill. They didn't care. They wanted me to videotape them. I videotaped their individual names. Like I got a close up. They let me take my camera and just do a close up, full on close up of their badge name. Like, I mean, I said that earlier, but whatever. All right, I'm rambling. I'll be back. 347-826-7667. No blood on the streets yet.
Hurry!
home, rough, but just can't stand. A fast food path, the tie to the past. No more suicide. Watch out! Blood on the street, blood on the street, burn.
Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now back to the show.
Shit was popping in the Bay yesterday. If you missed it, it's fucking everywhere on the goddamn fucking interwebs, dude. Seriously, look it up. Op Bart in effect. We've been talking about that all freaking night. If you want to get in on this, 347-826-7667 is the numero. And I got Crappy Tires with me holding things down. And I think I still have, was it Tyson? Is Tyson still here? No.
What about my name at all?
Wait, who's I had a Tyson on earlier. Who's 707? Who are you?
That'd be me, 707.
Is that just what you're going to go by, 707?
Yeah, that works for me.
All right, one of those, huh? Yeah.
Or we could just go with, you know, the pseudonym of Edgar Hubris, kind of like that.
Ed, I'll just call you Ed Hubris.
FBI agent Hubris.
All right.
Yeah, that's
Hubris.
Great.
Yeah, I got some more stuff on Linden for you.
I'm sorry, say that again? What was that, Crappy? What'd you say?
Linton Johnson. I got some more stuff on him.
Oh, more Linton Johnson doxing. Crappy has allegedly fully doxed Linton Johnson, the joke of a spokesperson for BART. What's up? What do you got now, dude?
A $665,000 home that was on foreclosure on March 10th, 2011. And I have the whole specially entire home.
Ooh, he's butthurt. No wonder he's, like, talking out of his ass. He's butthurt.
I'm not sure if he sold the house or if he actually got the house in the foreclosure. Not really sure, but it's a $600,000 home.
He lost money in the real estate business, so he's pissed off. He's taking it out through BART.
I don't know. But maybe he wasn't... Maybe he bought it or maybe he sold it. I don't know. I have a boyfriend's name here, an address in Oakland, California that I'm not going to say aloud, and just his age is 38. And I also found him on Facebook with a picture of him and his husband, which was a little, never mind. Yeah. And he also has a Twitter account, but he hasn't been very active on it.
Yeah. Well, he's got to get hip to Twitter because Twitter is going to be his downfall. Let's take another call here. Area code 540. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey Vince, how's it going?
Good, Billy. Man. That's Billy. Billy from Chronicle.su joining us now. What's on your mind, dude? What's going down?
I followed the protest quite in detail. I was listening to the police scanner, watching the ABC News 7, they had a helicopter video feed going. It was really exciting. It was overwhelming media and law enforcement attention. Like, it was, you know, a couple hundred anons, but, you know, hundreds and hundreds of cops and and just media everywhere. It's great. It's great. That's the type of thing I like to see. You know, these hack fags. You know, the hackers. They're doing their thing, but they're, you know, that needs to be one element.
That should be one element of the great. It's like hip hop. Hip hop is not rap, just rap music. You know, like why can't Anonymous be more than just hacking? You know, that can be one element of Anonymous, as whereas, you know, you have hip hop, you know, you have the graffiti, you have the language, you have all that, and that's what Anonymous has. It has the language, obviously, which is, you know, taken from the computer angle of it. But why can't it expand to? And obviously, it's already been there. I mean, in 2008, pretty much its genesis, as far as I can tell, was as far as it being a boots on the ground in IRL ops type of thing. That was Scientology, Chanology, which is still going. Like here in San Francisco, they have a Chanology raid, if you call it a raid. It's three people, you know, dancing on the corner with signs for 2 hours in the afternoon, every other afternoon. But they're still doing it, man. This shit's still going, and it's the same thing. Why not just apply it to the Federal Reserve or BART or Bank of America or whatever? And that's what I'm jazzed about is like. Shit, they've fucking finally got off of this, you know, Chanology business, and they're moving on to bigger and better things.
Yeah, and what is the plan? Their plan has always been to, like, force these kind of general protests, not really a reaction to anything.
Yeah, not letting it happen organically. They're trying to, like, have something sort of, like... already in place, almost creating their own sort of Scientology. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean,
I laughed when I heard that they had an anonymous social network. I'm like, doesn't that defeat the purpose? Like, I would say, like, the closest thing you could have to a legitimate social network on the internet has got to be 4chan, unfortunately, and it's become a completely, as far as I have not had a good experience with 4chan. I'm not impressed with what goes on over there, but I respect the fact that you can go on there and just, you know, feel like you're posting anonymously. I still don't believe it. I mean, the people at 4chan at least can record my IP, right?
Yeah, 4chan is, like any other social network, subject to up all their information.
They just want you to fork over, just like BART. BART is a great example. They got you know, revealed for what they are, and whatever everybody is. They're storing your information for whatever, you know. You're giving it to them willy-nilly, too, no problem. It's amazing. People, their password is like their fucking name. It's just stupid. It's crazy. These people, I think they need to learn. Some of these people just need to learn. I mean, I'm not advocating, you know, anybody doing anything wrong to these people, but bad to these people. But just this should be a wake up call that look, if you're on the internet, there's no privacy here. Just know that. That's what I told people when people were asking me like, what is this all? What the hell is going on? I'm like, you know what? Let's just when they were asking me about the actual hack itself, not the protest, but like because some people when I had the mask on for a little while, people were like, "So tell me about why do you think they what do you think about them releasing all the information to blah blah blah? And I'm just like, dude, I'm not a hacker. I'm not anonymous. I'm just wearing a fucking plastic mask to support the cause, dude. Get a clue. And they just don't get it.
That was the Examiner for that, the SF Examiner.
I was like, dude, do you really think the people that actually hacked that website are going to fucking put on a mask and go walk down the fucking middle of Market Street? Are you fucking shitting me? Who in their right mind?
Your local news is listening, though.
Who in their right mind would think that that would actually happen? And that's what's funny is the media actually, I think the media and the police actually thought that there's going to be some nefarious, you know, people showing up.
Every day that there's just...
Go ahead, Billy.
Every day, there's a story about some evil hackers fucking something up for somebody and, you know, destroying. Have you heard of swatting? This is apparently a hacker thing. But if like, these people call up, they'll hack someone's Xbox or whatever and place a phone call to the police, making up a fake... hostage situation
Dude,
or some
me?
Kind
are you
of violent
me? That's
threat.
Happened. That's happened on Blog Talk Radio to Blog Talk Radio hosts. Are you kidding
they
me? I don't consider
swatting?
That hacking.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, swatting, yeah, peace bombing, all that shit. It's happened on BTR, dude. Been there, done that. Yep.
Blog
it just seems
radio.
Like all these misanthropic, hateful activities that, you know, may or may not fall under the actual hacking category. They're just being called hacking because they're bad internet behavior. Anything
yeah, it's
that's
trolling.
Bad
it's not hacking.
Behavior.
It's trolling. It's just very evil, mean trolling. I think,
right.
and that's where it sort of devolves into what I've heard termed life ruination. Like there's life ruination tactics where like people get trolled for life. Like people get trolled off the internet and beyond.
Yeah, I coming back to the protests, man. You know, those they did their best to try to tie it to hacking, but there's just no way. It was a organic, democratic uprising, you know, the type
Dude,
of which...
Dude, you know what it was? Those protesters, they're the same protesters that were out last Thursday. They were out the week before that. They were they got BART shut down on them, a couple of months before that. These are the same people, but they're just like, oh, shit, Anonymous is, like, down with us? Fuck yeah. All we have to do is put on plastic masks, and suddenly people will be like, suddenly the media will take heed. Are you shitting me? That was the key this whole time is just a goddamn $8 plastic mask. Give me the mask. Fine. I'll put these kids. They didn't care. These are the same kids that protest every fucking week, and they just put a mask on instead. They're like, oh, this one's a theme. Cool. And they should organically sprout from there. Yeah, make the next theme fucking pirates. The next theme fucking bronies. Have the bronies, you know, shut down BART. You know, tap into the whole fucking spectrum.
I guess speaking from my experience anyway, this is 707 again. I didn't really understand the V for Vendetta thing, but I kind of want to go back to what you were saying. What do you mean sprout organically? What's your take on that? How would something sprout organically?
Well, I think yesterday was more or less an example of something sprouting organically. That was a spontaneous thing. I mean, I think it was something that sprouted on top of something that was already in place. It was a protest about a protest. So that's sort of the point I was trying to make. No.
Yeah, it was a reactionary. It wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't pre-planned. Where it was the plan? Oh, I was saying like the plan. The what is the plan? What is dot the plan or dash the plan? That was a topic of conversation on here a while back when they had their supposed big op or whatever. And it was just sort of just it didn't seem very directionless and it didn't really have any a point. It just seemed sort of like a honeypot, just like, hey, let's just throw on the Guy Fawkes thing and make this thing seem like it's anonymous related, and suddenly we'll just bring in all these people and we'll just like fuck shit up. And when they put on some like sort of diagram to sort of illustrate the plan, I think it was a big troll. I think it was kind of like the Westboro Baptist Church. I think there's just a bunch of pranksters that are trying to get...
Shirley Phelps Roper.
What?
Shirley Phelps Roper.
You're going to have to translate to English. I have no idea what you mumbled there.
I said Shirley Phelps Roper.
Oh,
you
Shirley Phelps...
tried to call her?
Yeah, Shirley... Yeah, dude, we tried to get a hold of her. I'll call her offline and leave a message and try to get a hold of her on the show. But honestly... I don't know if I really want to mess with those people. Like, I've looked into them. They're basically just trolling in real life, and they just go around trying to sucker people into filing lawsuits against them, and then they can turn around and countersuit them. And that's not cool, man. I'm not down with that.
One of the ideas we had the other day was off WBC, actually, I had, and some people that are on board with it, to go to the Westboro Church. They're, like, moronic. Thing to come with anonymous masks and just stand in front of them.
Oh, I'm surprised that hasn't happened. Like Operation WB, I guess that already did happen, right? With Topiary when he trolled him while he was on that interview.
Yeah, over 9,000 sins, blah blah blah. Then he hacked them.
We got Linton's mobile, by the way.
You what?
We have Linton's mobile number and office number and pager number.
Oh, brother.
You gonna call
somebody
him?
They want you to call
should
him.
Should we call him? Should we call him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it.
All right.
Of course.
All right.
Someone
are you gonna
post the mobile?
Just three-way him in. Or do I need to do that? Okay, do I need to do that? All right. Well, let me get ready here. Let's do this. Wait, who's got the number? Was it Crappy or Ed?
510.
No. Don't give it out over there. Well, whatever. I guess it's already up. Fuck it.
On their website anyway.
Yeah, you're right. It's already in the fucking goddamn chat room.
510.
No, just don't get it out. Don't give it out over the air. I'll take it from you offline. I already have it. Just don't say it on the air. Because then I'll say you're
going to get in trouble. I don't want to ruin his constitutional rights to privacy.
Exactly. You can't violate his constitutional right to privacy and secrecy.
Oh, he is a public employee.
But at the same time, you have a constitutional right to safety.
So, I hope he enjoys my
privacy. My privacy. You can't do the same thing. He just pulls shit out of his ass. I want to figure out what constitution
he broke
he's goddamn
up there, man.
We're gonna call him in a second. I gotta figure out some questions. I can't just like I have a lot of questions. If you guys have questions, throw them into the chat. Like PM them to me in the chat, and
like,
I'll go through them. And then I'll pick the best ones, and then we'll call him and see if we can't get him on the horn, and I'll at least leave a message with that on there. Yeah, man, dude, some fucking bullshit, dude. Anyway, hey, I wanted to give a shout out while I have you folks here to Atari Teenage Riot and Boots Riley from The Coup. Apparently, we are going to be shooting a music video, a crowdsourced music video on Friday night in San Francisco. The Coup are playing a show, and Boots Riley from The Coup recently collaborated with Atari Teenage Riot on a track, and they're putting together a crowdsourced video for this track. They have I'll put the link to the track. It's called Black Flag. I've been playing it on my show like every night. People hate it, especially Billy. He talks so much shit about this track. But Boots Riley decided he's going to shoot his segment of the video to submit during his concert on Friday night. So, and I'm going to come out and film it. And if you guys are in the Bay Area, you should show up. And if you have fucking Guy Fawkes masks or whatever, you know, if you're a brony, come out and maybe you could get in this video. And even if you're not in San Francisco, like I said, it's crowdsourced. They have a website, I think, set up where you could submit online, you know, you lip syncing, I guess, to the song, or I don't know, submitting something for them to include in the video. But on Friday night, we're going to shoot a little bit of footage for that video for Boots's part during his show, and hopefully get some good audience participation. And in light of that, I'm going to take a break and fuck with Billy by playing his favorite band, Atari Teenage Riot, featuring Boots Riley of The Coup, who's playing this Friday at the Independent in San Francisco. I don't know if it's sold out yet, but you should check it out for sure. I'll play some Coup also before the night is through. If you have never seen them live, oh, my God, when The Coup comes through your town, definitely check them out. Good times. But anyways, here's the track that we're going to be shooting the video, a portion of the video for on Friday. This is Atari Teenage Riot, Black Flags, featuring a Boots Riley of Le Coup. Blah.
Are you ready to testify?
talk about. Corporations exploit the power of the state to further enhance their power, and the real criminals get away. Are you ready to testify? Are you ready to testify? Black flag! Are you ready to testify? You got 2 seconds! Are you ready to testify? Come on! Try to threaten the system. You have the full weight of law come crashing down upon you, so you don't resist. Surveillance, goons, forces to be silent. They kill the careers of journalists, so no one can resist. My flow is flooded like they shut up my water. I got to share nothing me for what I say about Obama. My black is red like a period. I'm a piranha just like every one of y'all. Let's take that show to the slaughter. Here we gotta be self-demoted last month's rent check. The boss walking Wall Street with a pimp set. People don't rule here. We need to flip the Grinchness. We low paid prostitutes with no fishnet. The shivery has got endless time. To Homeland Security, we are the bomb. Inform the health staff, the mob's on the lawn. And it ain't no soiree, it's a pop. They call it black flag, but I'm not an anarchist. I'm on some simple hammer shit, collecting Bruce Banner shit. Over a piano pit, calculate the hammer hit. We're here collecting damages and handing up for sandwiches. There's a class war going on, and it's the rich who are waging it. They try to destroy anyone who's a threat to their power, playing for peace.
Yeah, there it is. Freaking Boots Riley teaming up with Atari Teenage Riot. Fuck yeah, dudes. All right, so I haven't gotten much feedback in the chat room. I'm going to really try to call this guy. You know, if you have a question you think I should ask him, I'm just going to ask him about, I'm just going to ask him simply, what constitution is he talking about? He said we have a constitutional right to safety and privacy. Jesus Christ! All right, I'm going to try this right now. Let's do this. I did get a couple of messages. I guess I can just read them in the main chat if you have questions. But again, I'm part retarded, so it's sometimes difficult for me to multitask. You know, read the use because there's so many goddamn people talking smack in the chat and scrolls, and it's just not good. So here we go. We're going to call, what's his name again? Linton? No, Dallas. Linton, right?
Yeah, I got it.
The person you have called is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
La persona que usted ha llamado no está disponible en este momento. Por favor, intente de nuevo más tarde.
Message 2.
No, I don't think that was it, dude. You sure that was it? I don't know. I couldn't leave a message. All right, I think you guys... Are you guys trolling me? What the wrong number? Is that somebody's ex-girlfriend's number?
He's got a work number and a pager.
Don't fucking
number.
Don't fucking pull one over on me. Come on, goddammit.
That was not a troll, though. Seriously, that was from the website.
All right. Well, let somebody private message me in the Blog Talk Radio thing. Private message me what the number is, and we'll try it again.
The work
but
number?
This is starting to turn out like the same way the when we tried to call the Westboro Baptist, it just was a bad idea, and I'm getting that same vibe on this one. I mean, as much as I want to you know, lay into this guy, you know, it just never works out. It's just It's just bad news. And plus, I got Blunt Snow Joints with me now. What's up, Blunt Snow Joints?
What's up, Vince?
Nada, dude. We're just, you know, hanging out, talking about Op Bart. I got Crappy Tires with me, Ed Hubris, Billy, and now Blunt Snow Joints with me. What's on your mind, dude?
What I was going to say is if your prank calls, you should definitely do those at the beginning of the show because they're less likely to answer the phone, you know, this late. They're probably asleep. That's
it's
just 11:30, a little bit of my
dude.
Advice
it's 11:30
to you.
Here in the Bay.
So old people go to sleep early.
He's a homosexual. He hangs out in the Castro. Those kids are up all night. Are you kidding me? That's where I go every night when I go. The only place that's open 24 hours in the Bay is that the Walgreens down there. It's the gayest Walgreens on the planet, and it's open on 24/7 in the Castro. And there's flamers partying at all hours of the night out there, dude. You know, dancing in the balconies, spilling out on the street. There's just drunk people falling over each other everywhere. It's just a party central, you know, 24/7 down there, dude. I'm sure he's up down there, you know, fucking getting some anal play going with his husband, and they're, you know, they're probably on a double date, you know, doing a little swinging. You know, we're kind of messing up the groove, so that's why he's not picking up. It's not because he's fucking asleep.
We have his
party here. We do it proper here in the Bay.
I sent you his number.
All right, try this one. This is the last.
This is his work number, and I also have a page number, but I don't think you want to call his pages.
No, I'm not going to page this dude. Although I do want to page Mr. Fab, but Mr. Fab has a pager. All right, let's try this one more time. And the guy's name is Linton. Linton.
Linton Johnson.
Linton Johnson. All right. Here we go.
This is Bart Chief Communications Officer Linton Johnson. Press 1 if there's a major service disruption happening right now. Press 2 if you're a member of the media with a question or you're a Bart staff, board member, or public information officer. Press 3 if you're applying for a free speech permit or a photography permit. Press 4 if you have a compliment, comment, or complaint. Press 5 if none of these options fits with what you're looking for. Press 8.
I want an anal reaming. Can I have an anal reaming, please? What do I play?
Transferring to an attendant. One moment,
perfect.
Please.
Oh, perfect. Oh, wow. I just want an anal reaming. That's it. Just an anal reaming, please. Thank you. Anal reaming. That's it. Come on. This is Bart PR. You're in the middle of Op Bart. You're not going to have somebody on the horn, you know, answering people's calls. Jesus Christ, Bart's still operating right now. What if there's an emergency? You know, sorry, Hayward, stop. There's another person has been shot dead by a police officer. We have, you know, officer needs assistance apprehending a suspect to kill him execution style on the platform. Can we get somebody on the horn to comment? Oh, you Bart people are asleep at the wheel. Yeah, all right, get rid of it. That's it. All right, we tried. I told you. See, same thing. Not happening. He's out. The reason why I can't get an anal reaming from him is because he's doing it to somebody else in the Castro right now. So I'm gonna close up shop here in about 25 minutes and try to find him on the streets of the Castro district. Right down there in 18th and Castro. That's the nexus right there, dude. Insane. Actually, that corner, no, it's not 18th. It's actually up the corner where Market and Castro intersect, that little area. That's where it's at. All right, good times. Let's bring back our panelists here, Blunt Snow Joints, Billy Walsh from the Chronicle.su, and Ed Hubris and Crappy Tires are joining me now. I don't know why.
Yep.
but there's no sexy Anons in the building. What's up with that?
I got some calls. I got some IRCs for you, Vince.
Oh, really? Do
yeah,
count.
I got Garrett Saxon. He's messaging me here on IRC. He says the feed is weird. He wants to know if there's going to be another protest soon. And I think he wants to know why the feds haven't arrested you.
I've already been arrested. Or not arrested. I'm already a convicted cyber criminal. The feds already know me. I'm already fully doxxed. I'm already on the radar. They're not looking for me. They already got me.
So he wants to know about if there's another protest.
I don't know. I'm not part of. I don't do any of that shit. I when I find out, I'll tweet about it. Just follow me on Twitter. Twitter.com/VincentTheBay. I'm not part of Anonymous. I do consider myself an activist. For sure. I think it's, if you go on my Twitter thing, I have like about 20 different things that I list there. I think activist is one of them, or was one of them. Definitely. I used to do this thing called Megaforce. You can check it out. Go on YouTube and look up Megaforce. Just search for Megaforce on YouTube. That's the kind of protest, that's the kind of civil disobedience I used to do. I used to counter troll PETA. I used to counter troll, who else did I counter troll? Grateful Dead fans in the parking lot of a Dead show. Who else did I troll? Jesus freaks outside of concerts at a concert at the Shoreline. You know, the people that are out there with the, you know, you're going to burn in hell because you're going to see Marilyn Manson play.
That's ridiculous.
And I would counter troll them with my megaphone and just like, I don't know, just say like, oh, if Jesus was alive today, he'd be, you know, he'd be congregating with the whores, and he'd be hanging out with backstage with Marilyn Manson right now, for God's sakes. Are you kidding me? He'd be G'd up, man. He'd just be like, Jesus Christ, Marilyn Manson's in town. We should go down and check him out. Are you kidding me? Jesus Christ he's the guy rage quit on the fucking...
Jesus was turning water into wine for these bitches. He was getting everybody wasted. Jesus was a party animal.
He would have been inside the building. He would have been like, come on, everybody. I'm buying everybody's pass to Maryland.
So Jesus was from Alabama.
God damn it. Free passes for everybody. It's on Jesus. Come on, baby. Jesus. Let's do this.
So Jesus is from Alabama.
Come on.
He wouldn't be out there going, you're going to... Jesus died for your sins. You're all going to burn in hell. Repent.
Well, no, but still.
So I counter-trolled those people. I counter-trolled, shit, there's something I'm missing. Oh, the Fed. Yeah, for sure, dude. The Fed in L.A., they had an End the Fed rally down there. And Jesus Christ, dude, I got like a video tape of these fools like – burning $20 bills, $50 bills, $100 bills. It's crazy shit, dude. Like, you know, I'm kind of pissed off that I don't have money. I don't know if I'd be burning it, but but I don't like the fractional reserve system. I'm not a fan of. So I was definitely there in support for that. And I did some little bit of megaphone work over there. And yeah, just check out Megaforce on YouTube, and they're black and white videos of me. Oh, dude, I you ever heard of this donut shop called Phantom? Or no, I'm sorry, Psycho Donuts. There's this donut
That's
shop.
Me?
There's a donut shop in the South Bay called Psycho Donuts, and it's basically like essentially like a Halloween themed donut shop. They have just really crazy, zany. Concoctions of these gourmet donuts, but they're all like themed, and they originally were like psychotic themed, like, you know, there's like the fucking serial rapist and the head trauma and, you know, all this cocoa Mc crazy muffins, you know, all this crazy themed shit. And you know, the people that work there are they dress up like nurses, like they're administering this to you, and the guy that runs the place walks around like he's in a lab coat, like he's a fucking doctor. And they
sounds
have a
like
little,
voodoo
donut. They have a little yeah, exactly. It's a themed donut shop, but it's themed around like being a psychopath. They have a fucking a straight jacket,
have a psychopath
in
donut shop.
Padded,
only in
they
America.
Have a padded cell.
Only in America.
and they'll have a nurse administer donuts to you, these gourmet donuts to you, and you can get photo ops. It's
only
brilliant.
In America.
It's a great marketing scam, and these kids are these two guys that started it. They got a great PR and great thing and a great thing going. It's awesome, but then you got the fucking the protesters get wind of this. They're just like, wait a second. You know, all the developmentally disabled activists, the people like, this is stigmatizing people with disabilities. This is not kosher. You must cease and desist. This is not cool. So these people start picketing outside of this donut shop. Haggling customers as they're coming in. You know, like, how can you support the stigmatization of people via donuts? How dare you? And I was like, are you shitting me? You people are protesting donuts? Do you not have better, you know, it's almost like it's the Scientology. Are you kidding me? You're just wasting there's people, there's seven wars going on right now, and you're protesting a donut shop? What the hell is wrong with you people? And so
that's
I went
crazy.
Out and told these people one time. I finally was fed up, and so I gave birth to Megaforce, and I unleashed the power of Megaforce on these trolls who are trolling the fucking donut shop. And there's a series of videos, and you can look it up, Psycho Donuts, Megaforce, and that's me, dude. If you ever wonder what Vince the Bay looks like, there you go. Let's see, 347-826-7667 is the numero. Your non-news just sent me some right get to the point A to B. I don't know. I can't decode some of these messages I'm getting in the chat room here. But yeah, good times. 347-826-7667. Join us now. There's 15 minutes to go, and then it's all over. I'll try to be as painless as possible. Everybody's quiet though. Blunts, no joints. What are you fapping in the corner there? What's happening?
Why do you hear background noise?
Now, I assumed you were muting yourself and pleasuring yourself feverishly.
Yeah. I'm actually just playing a little Call of Duty, you know, my 2 in the morning routine.
I'm at work.
Yeah. Motormouth News wanted me to ask Linton, ask him if he expects us. Hey, Linton, I just want to ask you, this is from Anonymous. They want to know, did you expect them? Also,
no.
What else? What?
This looks great.
Oh, ask him what his mobile carrier is. That's a good one. Aren't you guys supposed to? Isn't the troll supposed to be? We tell him who his mobile carrier is. You guys are supposed to be like on top of this shit. You're supposed to tell me to tell him, you know, to switch from Verizon to Sprint or some shit. Hey, Linton, check it out. I got a message from Anonymous, and they said to tell you, AT&T is no bueno. All right, you're gonna want to like. Trying to think of something else. Check it out. Google's got this new scam that they're working out with Motorola they just bought?
Yeah, it was Motorola. Sorry, I muted myself on the block.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, check that out. Yeah, that's not going to be fucking part of the power grid. Whatever. 347-826-7667 is the number, kids. Don't be shy. We got plenty of things to talk about.
Hey, Vince.
Yeah.
We want you to play dubstep.
Oh, okay, yeah. No problem. I'll do that in just a second.
All right. Do you need any songs or do you have that on lock?
I totally have it right here. Let me get it right. Wait, actually, I have a call here. Let me take this call and then I'll play some dubstep. Area code 330, you just called in. What's up?
Yeah, you guys were saying earlier you were talking about on 4chan, and you had said some things. You used some terms that were not quite right.
Okay, cool.
Like,
please correct me. I would love to be correct.
Like life ruination. You had said it's usually not as you had said constant trolling for life. It's usually a couple weeks where they just ruin someone's life for a very short period of time, but it can have life-standing consequences, like Jesse Slaughter, for instance, is one of the more recent ones. You also said that 4chan was saving IP addresses. They have a very small server. Moot is very open about it. They don't save things unless they have to for reasons like child pornography. But everything else is just off the server immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have to, you know, full disclosure, I don't really frequent that channel, that website at all. I don't know that much about it. I know I've been raided here a number of times, so that's how it got on my radar to begin with. And I went there out of curiosity, and I noticed that, like, I didn't even know how to post on that thing. I tried posting it, and I thought I posted something, but I didn't see it. So I was just like, you know, I don't get this. I'm out. Thanks. This is not for me. No, thank you. This is what I was. In fact, I just remember sitting there going, like, this is what these kids are getting crazy after. They're just,
that's what
you
I
know,
thought.
It's just a
when
simple, basic message board. Except, you know, obviously, you're posting anonymously, and I didn't get it. I was just like, okay, cool, but what are you guys doing? And then I realized that there's other channels on that same website. That little B thread is just one element of a bigger thing, and I don't know. I got too much to do in real life to fucking start figuring out all these. There's like over 9,000 goddamn letters on there for different rooms that you can go into, and I don't need to go that far down the rabbit hole, to be honest. I got
the only way they were gonna put me on there.
I got some dubstep to play, you know. So here's let's play some. That's not dubstep. This is dubstep. 347.
$7.66 Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter.
Shout out to Nesta.
Punks are running wild in the streets. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe, and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressmen because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value.
searching for the ghost of Tom Jones.
Bart, and you're there.
Bart,
Puntacador. Bart, and you're there. Agarra el bar y estás ahí.
Bart, and you're there.
Bart, and you're there.
Bart, and you're there.
Bart, you're there.
Bart, and you're there. Bart, vamos a fighting nuts. Bart, and we're there.
Par le pied de Bart, on est là-bas.
Hey, Bart, you're there.
Bart, and you are there.
Bart, and you're there.
That's a good line.
Completado la especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo, el hombre.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Oh, motherfucking Jaya. It's Vince in the Bay. And shouts out to everybody who's fucking tweeting me on Twitter. Dude, I'm my bad. I dropped the ball tonight. You have been tweeting me off the hook throughout the entire 2 hours here, and I haven't really checked out any of it. So I'm gonna check that out right now. But and while I'm doing that, I'm gonna pass the ball off here to Crappy. Crappy, we got a couple of minutes left. Do you have any parting thoughts before we sail off into the distance here?
Couple announcements. Kayla's back on Twitter.
I saw that. Good times. Shouts out to Kayla back in the building. Suspension is not such a bad thing. You take a little time out and you're good. Back in the ball game. Better than ever. You know, it's good. You take a little time off. Suddenly you're back in the game and it's fresh. It's new. It's exciting. Yeah. Good times. What else?
Well, let me see. Oh, you're not news. Just tweeted my link.
What's your link again? Say your link.
My pace bin.
Your pace bin. Tell us about the pace bin really quick.
I call for the firing of Lyndon Johnson. My name is Crappy Tires. I'm from near Ottawa, Canada. I wanted to seem like I had balls. I'm like 2 hours from there. And then I just went through and explained to him that bitching is not something you should use in a public statement. You should not say that your client's bitch. And, you know, I talked about a little bit about how, you know, he's a little bit crazy. Also, I learned today that he was lying in bed when he came up with the idea to shut off cell phones. He admitted that.
I can't believe they have the spokesperson just making the call on that, too. Like, he's just supposed
to
be the guy that reads the press release. Like, all the people with the real brains are supposed to come up with the script. He's just supposed to be the guy that's good at delivering it. What the hell are they doing over there?
The staff, he actually released this to a media outlet. They emailed all the staff and asked them for a constitutional or unconstitutional method to deal with it. And he admits this as their PR person. What PR person admits that they asked him for an unconstitutional method? How? I thought PR people were supposed to be spin doctors, not freaking, like, full-on, here's the truth, like, no bullshit. I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's how it is. Welcome to reality. Let's bring on Billy from Chronicle.su. Billy, any parting thoughts?
I want to address the privacy issue about 4chan. Yes, they don't keep your information for very long, but they do keep it. And also, ReCAPTCHA, the Google CAPTCHA service, you know, where you type in those squiggly little texts that gets fucked up to make sure you're a human? That logs your IP for 30 days. And that's for even the most secure-seeming websites like Anna News. So if you're posting on these websites, you know, don't think that you're anonymous just because it's 4chan or Anna News or whatever. The Google is keeping track of this shit.
No doubt. Big Brother's watching. Sweet, dude. Thanks for coming through, Billy. Let's really quick turn to Blunt's Note. Blunt's Ben. No joints. Any parting thoughts, really quick? All right, you're Patriot Gregging. You're cutting in and out. Sorry, you lose. That's it, kids. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceOfTheBay. Shouts out to Ghost Pickles, Greek Orphean, Join Anonymous, Naked Dia, 100PZ, James Heard, Keith Swisher, The Aborted Fetus, Euronon News, Op Bart, everybody who came through and tweeted me as well. I wish I had more time to thank you all, but follow me on Twitter. I'll hit you back, and if you send me a tweet, and we'll just, you know, take it from there. That's it. Remember, kids, don't ride the fence. Peace out.
I get to tell y'all a little bit of things that I believe in. Go like this. I'm anti-imperial, anti-trust, anti-trust. anti-gun, the shit don't bust. Anti-corporate, anti-my essence, anti-snorting them, anti-depressant, but I'm not pro-popping them. I'm provocative and pro-stopping them. FBI hopping them, who professional at black bear pals, hand you a six that you can't put down. I'm also anti-narco, anti-vice, 911, but an anti-Christ, anti-social point instinct, thing is an anti-pinker machine, proletarian, funkadelic, parliamentarian, probable, in the 21st century, funding up in Congress saying, fuck it all, but bring the people with you, that's a protocol, it's needed joyful like jailbreaks, the whole world is anti-United States, check it out, anticipate the antivenom, move your antibodies to this revolution rhythm, we gon' be fucking with a pro-union, but most laws they bite. Anti-motherfuckers crossing the strike. Take a look around me, for or against, but you can't change shit. Ride the bitch, I'ma ride the bitch. And you don't really wanna ride the bitch. Now do you really wanna ride the bitch? How would you even wanna ride the bitch? Don't ride the bitch, ride the bitch. Now you don't really wanna ride the bitch. Now do y'all really wanna ride the bitch? Hey, Scare, gon' help us on this one right here. Break this shit right here.
Great. I'm having a good time, man. It was so much fun yesterday. Oh, it's fucking badass. All right, dude. Good night.